And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
Okay, got a couple more questions that came in via the tweet bag, so send more our way.
Let's make it the best bag ever.
Yeah, if you want it to be good. If you want it to be bad, then don't.
You decide.
I guess I don't want people to have that option, so please help us. That's all. That's coming up next. Josh first has the odd news.
That's right, I sure do. We begin with a 9-year-old European boy who has won a championship.
Come on.
The European Championship Gull Screeching Event in Belgium has been won by a 9-year-old boy.
This is the least surprising thing that I've ever heard.
Cooper Wallace.
There's nothing that 9-year-old boys are better at.
Hey, do you want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Seriously, it's like, and they all think it's like some sort of talent. Like uh-huh. who could scream the loudest?
Yeah. It's not. Cooper Wallace from Derbyshire, England, aka Seagull Boy, wore a full seagull costume when he showed off his skills at the European Championship Gull Screeching Event. He took up the art of screeching. I don't think we need to call it that, guys. After being nipped by a seagull during a trip to a beach, he told the Times of London, "I just wanted to make the noise to remember that I got pecked by one. But I like seagulls."
What do you think about seagulls, Josh? Are you into seagulls?
Not a lot of interaction. They seem relatively harmless.
Yeah, they will if they get confident.
If you got some food on
them.
They'll
jack your food for sure.
He says, "I feel like they're a really nice animal. I like them because of the noises they make. Sometimes, yes, they can be a bit scary, and I'm still a bit wary of eating at the beach, so that's why I eat in a small tent." His mother said this sounds like a Marvel origin story.
It kind of does. No, it kind of does.
Well, actually, I mean, he was bit by a seagull and won a seagull screeching contest.
I don't know. Maybe the next thing is he turns into a seagull. He could fly.
That's right. Maybe that's the next evolution of it. The judges in this contest analyze each contestant by criteria including the call itself, the competitor's seagull garb, and their ability to emulate seabird behavior.
Oh, no.
Which Wallace showed by pecking at his sister's French fries.
So you also have to dress like a seagull while you're doing this?
You're going to get more points if you do.
Got it.
He scored a 92 out of 100, handily winning the juvenile category and earning the most points of any competitor in any age range.
I guess the hope is that you screech so well that you don't have to dress up as a seagull.
Yeah, I imagine.
And you don't have to peck at your
right
sister's fries.
Like, you'd have to really, really, really nail it.
Yeah. I've talked about the beach before.
Mm-hmm.
I think the beach is overrated. I can tell you one thing. I know one thing is definitely overrated. Eating at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Sand gets everywhere.
You could just as easily not eat at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, way easier not eat at the beach. Because where does the food come from, Josh? Not the beach. It comes from not the beach.
The lugging is what I hate.
It's the lugging and then the actual physical act of eating whatever it might be. I had sandwich on the beach last June. I thought this sandwich would be so much better if I could sit at a table and have an ice cold glass of water. Instead, I have to dig a jug of water into the sand, hope that it doesn't get in my sandwich / my cup, and then what? And then I'm sunburnt and I'm sad. Mm-hmm. All to just be able to have the proximity of eating sandwich to ocean, sandwich to ocean ratio. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
We stay in London for story number two. This story attracted the attention of one Stephen M. Sipple.
Oh, good.
Earlier today, a lot of people talking about this one.
Big horse.
Runaway horses.
Yeah, big horse. Big horse loose.
Have wreaked havoc in London. First responders raced to incidents across the British capital after five horses from the household cavalry became spooked by construction work and ran throughout the town, affecting morning traffic in town. Five elite military horses, one of them apparently seemingly covered in blood, broke loose and galloped riderless through miles of downtown London.
Big horse.
Four riders were thrown from their mounts, which then charged past iconic landmarks and collided with vehicles, including a London taxi and a double-decker tour bus, damaging the bus's windscreen.
Somebody's got to catch this horse.
Yeah.
How do you catch a wild horse?
I don't know.
And where do you find a wild horse?
There's not a lot of cowboys in London, I imagine, to wrangle.
Cowboys of London.
The surreal image of saddled horses bolting through one of the largest cities in the world prompted Brits on social media to joke that this may be the foreshadowing of some terrible event, as four horses were riding through town. The hashtag apocalypse briefly trended on Twitter earlier this morning.
Everyone always thinks the apocalypse happens when an animal gets loose in a town.
Well,
it's
four
not.
Horsemen of the apocalypse is a thing.
I get it, but like, I don't know.
Wow, that horse really
it's
does look like
crazy.
It's covered in blood.
It's not that crazy to think about.
It's a white horse, too. So
okay, that's a little weird.
The imagery is stark, and this article will not tell me what the blood is from.
Maybe they started just throwing blood at it just to enhance the optics of it.
It's got blood laying around, buckets of blood.
Weirdos.
Throw it at the horse. I don't know.
Weirdos of London.
See if it stops. All the horses have been acquired again.
Captured,
yeah.
Sipple has an obsession with horses.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He loves horses.
Okay.
He loves horses, and he loves calling running backs horses.
Okay.
Big horse loose. Big horse. So that's our update on Sipple. Anyway.
We go to Indianapolis for story number three. This is not Paul Skeens related.
Libby Dunn?
No. Well, I don't know. Police found an unnamed pregnant woman.
What about Uncle, what's his name?
I don't remember his name. And I thought he was dead.
I think he lived.
Oh, okay, good. Your CVS friend?
I think he lived. He definitely was not doing well, though.
You and Gary went to Indianapolis for Big Ten Media Days, and Uncle, what's his name?
Uncle.
Had a medical episode near you.
I gotta text Gary what the name of the guy was.
And his daughter seemed to know immediately that it was a medical episode.
Yeah. She seemed to intimate that this sort of thing had happened before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she also directly said, this might be it for him. She literally said that. And I thought, oh, maybe we should leave.
Okay, I'm going to go now.
We did. Sorry.
Police found a pregnant woman and her car covered in spaghetti after a road rage incident in northwest Indianapolis Saturday night. According to police, a woman called 911 around 5 p.m. saying a driver flashed a gun at her during a road rage incident. Don't do that. The woman told police she was turning right onto a nearby street when the other driver made a left turn in front of her. The woman shouted at the other driver, who claims to have then brake checked her. She made it around the other driver, who she said then showed a silver gun and followed her. The woman told police she was too scared to go home, so she circled around and called police. Seems like a better thing to do. The woman, who also had three children in the car with her, said the other driver took a container of spaghetti and threw it, covering her and her car. She claimed she tried to get the other driver to give insurance information, but that did not happen.
Wow.
Because why would the driver who has flashed a gun at you stop because you threw spaghetti?
Yeah. Great question. Yeah. A lot of confusing things in that story,
uh-huh.
Josh.
Yeah.
A lot of directions I did not think it would go. I don't really have much of a comment, to be honest with you. I just like the story a lot.
Uh-huh.
Nobody was hurt.
I like the imagery of no one being hurt and just a police showing up to the scene to a woman nervous in her car, and the car is just covered
in spaghetti.
Yeah. It's a funny image.
Yeah, though. if you're a cop, you're rolling up there and you're like, oh boy.
Oh, this is one of those stories.
What are we doing?
One of those calls.
All right, thanks, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
A couple things here. So the picture, this is like when Ellen DeGeneres took that selfie at the Oscars. Wasn't it her?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it's a picture of Mitch on the phone with us. Mm-hmm. Marty really has this thing where he likes going around and taking selfies with people.
Marty loves selfies.
Yeah. And so
helps him remember all the people he talks to each day.
I was talking to President C yesterday, and he was like, hey, I just want to go on the crossover. And just, you know, many people mm-hmm. love the crossover. They're like, what could we be talking about today? I have no idea.
Whatever you want.
Marty's like, how do I get into this? And I'm like, I don't care. Just, you know, you can just come in. We'd be happy to have a crossover with
Open
you.
Invitation.
Open invitation. I think he wants a more formal invite. That's okay. We could do that at some point. Because the last time he filled in on sports radio.
That's right. Something terrible happened. What was it?
So he must have been filling in for Kevin. And so he's doing the show with Michael.
I remember what happened.
And they got like less than 10 minutes into the show.
He was super excited. Because,
he was like,
we're going to talk a bunch of Star Wars with Michael Sevier. Yeah, and Marty's a big Star Wars fan.
Yeah, like, you know, Marty, he can talk about anything.
Uh-huh.
And so he was all excited, like, this could be a fun little avenue for him. And like less than 10 minutes into the show, the Penn State scandal broke.
That Penn State scandal.
The one. Yeah, the one. And then the show certainly took on a different tone after that.
Sure, sure.
And I don't think he's done many shows since. So, yeah, maybe we can get him back under better circumstances.
Definitely need. So, he needs a
redemption. He needs a retry. Uh-huh. Yeah, he needs a retry. It's like more than a decade later at this point. So I think it's time. All right, that is the odd news. Time for the tweet bag. Send in your tweets at Happer Show. Still more room for you all. Got a couple texts here as well, 402-951-1620. We will pop that sucker open when we return to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But we remind you to join the VIP Club and sign up for 1620 The Email. You will be the first to know about all the exciting things that are happening. You also get to see Nick Grimm's fun little thumbnails that he spends way too much time on. Straight to your inbox, 1620thezone.com.